Thank you.
Good projects, and we'll keep working with you, and we'll look at the plat next week. Okay. Okay, moving along on our agenda, we are on item 4, PR 2021-5717, and this is preliminary plat SD 2021-162, sidewalk waiver VA 2021-310, and waivers VA 2021-396 for block length, VA 2021-397 for stub street, VA 2021-398 for rear yard. And this is for DR Horton at Oak Ridge between Universe and T. Harris Creek Road. And Respect is the agent. Mr. Shell.
Good morning, Madam Chair.
Good morning. Name, company, address?
Jeremy Shell with Respect. Address is 7770 Jefferson Street, Suite 200.
Do you swear for him to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay. Go ahead and give us an update. I think we're reasonably familiar with this project.
Yes, I'll keep it short. I think we have all comments previously had addressed, with the exception of the Water Authority. Still waiting on the development agreement to get fully executed, as well as pro rata payment. So I'm interested in getting approval with delegation from the Water Authority today. And so with that, I'll stand for comments, questions, and eagerly await to hear if that will be a possibility.
Okay, thank you, sir. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item 4 on Oak Ridge Northwest? Please raise your hand or press star 9 if you're on the phone. Okay, no one from the public is showing an indication to speak. Let's go to Water Authority for comment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. So as Jeremy stated, we are have two outstanding items. My comments reflected something on the infrastructure list, and that I understand has been addressed. So it's just the pro rata and development agreement. The Water Authority can accept delegation for the pro rata. I spoke with Chris about this on the plat. We are not able to set delegation on the development agreement. So we do need those fully executed and signed before we move forward either on delegation or approval on the plat. I understand we've gotten those documents to you. We're waiting on signatures. So that's in terms of our process, that's what we need to do. That's really all we have for comments as well. So if you have anything you want to discuss on that, Jeremy, I'd be happy to discuss, but that's where we're at. We do need that done before we can do a approval or delegation.
This is Jeremy. Yeah, thanks, Blaine. As you know, the development agreement has been approved by the board and is just awaiting signature. I think if you read my email this morning, the DR guys, you know, it's tied to funding and their corporate group and certain things that they can and can't do. So it's kind of a chicken and egg situation where they can't sign the development agreement until the preliminary plat is approved. I guess, is there anything that we can do to get that done with delegation today? Assuming that shortly thereafter, the development agreement will be signed.
This is Blaine for the Water Authority. Associated with Christmas, no. We need that signed before we'll approve the preliminary plat. And to move this forward, that's what we need.
Okay. And I don't know if I believe maybe Brent or Jeff are on the call. I don't know if they want to speak to that at this time, if they're here from DR Horton.
Okay. Is someone here from DR Horton? If you would speak up, then we'll.
This is Jeffrey Harrison with DR Horton.
Okay. Can I get your address, sir?
Sure. The address is 8440 Wyoming Boulevard, Suite A, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87113.
Okay. Mr. Harrison, do you swear for him to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay. I'm glad you're here. Go ahead and provide us some additional information.
So obviously we did receive the water agreement. It is being routed for signature, but obviously, you know, we have some corporate requirements for the plat to be recorded or be approved, I should say, in order for us to execute the agreement and just pay for that. So we were looking to see if there was a way to get a preliminary plat approval pending the signature and the payment. Obviously, as Jeremy had mentioned, there's the scenario of the chicken and the egg. So we're kind of caught in the middle here, and we're just trying to see if there's a reasonable solution.
Okay. I'm going to ask our city engineer if he's got an idea. He's a good thinker. Mr. Biazar?
Madam Chair, this is Shahab Biazar. We've seen this type of scenario before, and I guess at the end of the day, it's up to D.R. Horton to see how comfortable they are to move forward with the agreement, because, I mean, we are at a stage that most of this stuff is getting approved, and it's just a matter of waiting for the process. So I think it's going to be a corporation decision that they're willing to sign that agreement prior to preliminary plat approval.
And maybe D.R. Horton can think about that as they hear the rest of the comments, because when a party is here and hearing comments from the DRB, it's easy to ascertain how close you are to an approval. And so let's go ahead and finish the rest of the DRB comments. And I think that would allow Mr. Harrison to see, is there anything that would keep the final approval on the plat from happening short of the development agreement being signed. So let's proceed then with code enforcement.
Robert Webb, code enforcement. Code enforcement has no additional objections at this time to some of the standard development notes. Must meet all applicable standards and provisions of the IDO, the DPM, and any other adopted city regulations. Reference IDO sections 5.3 access and connectivity and 5.4 subdivision of land. And for the future development, keep in mind the property is within CPO 13 and VPO 2. And just let us know if you have any questions.
And this is Chair Wolfley. A lot of those comments would just relate to the, you know, when the homes are actually being reviewed and approved for the various lots. Okay, let's go to Parks and Recreation.
Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation Department. We have no additional comments.
Thank you. Hydrology.
Ernest Termijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has issued a preliminary approval of conceptual grading and drainage plan on October 18th, 2021. We have no further comments.
Transportation.
Good morning, Jane Wolfenbarger with Transportation. The Transportation Department has no objection to the proposed actions. All previous comments have been addressed. Thank you.
Planning.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Staff has no objections to the applications, and just note that an infrastructure list is included with the preliminary plat. A financial guarantee infrastructure improvements agreement must be approved and recorded prior to final sign up of the final plat by planning. And that concludes our comments, I believe.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
If I may just have another suggestion. In my opinion, by just signing a development agreement, I don't think it puts D.R. Horton in a situation that will obligate him to do anything without a preliminary plat approval later on. So, I mean, I'm thinking that it's just an agreement. I would just sign it if I was them to just get things moving. And if something happens throughout the process and they may end up not moving forward with the project, this is all tied to a plat that will happen, or some sort of, you know, plotting action. So basically will not obligate D.R. Horton to anything in the future, in my opinion. But like I said, that's like, again, that goes back to their decision, how they want to move forward.
Right, and this is Chair Wolfley. And so I just wanted to identify that all our DRB members are basically recommending approval of the items that they needed on the plat have been addressed, and what would just be outstanding is Water Authority needing the development agreement, which is part of their process. So Mr. Harrison, do you have any further comments?
Not at this time. I think we're discussing internally right now if we can get that agreement signed sooner than later. pending corporate approval. So I don't have any other comments currently.
All right. So Mr. Harrison or Mr. Schell, would you like to defer this then while the final ideas on the development agreement are finished? And then what would be the date?
Yeah, if we're going to need the development agreement, this is Jeremy, sorry. If we're going to need the development agreement executed, then Jeff, I don't know if you can speak to this. I would say a week, but does that give you enough time to get corporate approval and get that signed?
Yes, if we could defer 1 week, that would be wonderful. Appreciate that.
Yeah. All right. Is there a motion to defer item 4 to December 8th?
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Cheryl Somerville, Parks and Rec, seconds.
Please vote.
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, I approve the motion.
Robert Webb, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Somerville, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Dean Wolfenbarger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB, Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to defer item 4, Pier 2021-5717, preliminary plat SD 2021-162, and waivers VA 2021-310, 396, 397, and 398, all deferred to December 8th. Okay, thank you.